With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
David Bednar, on the heels of his win yesterday, joins us here on the Fan Morning Show. David, good morning to you. Thanks for getting up early. How's everything?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me. Morning.
Yeah, what was it like yesterday? You go out there. It's a really interesting situation. You have Anderson. He throws the 6 2/3 innings. People debate on should I go get him, should I not, if you're Derek Shelton. He gives up the home run, and then bang, you're in the game, and you fight back, and you pick up a W. First of all, what have you done with the ball? Do you still have it? And two, how crazy is your old man right now about all of this?
Yeah, like you said, TA pitched awesome, and then come in there and snake a little win. Could get that first one on the books. But the ball's still at the field, I believe. And to answer your question, I can't even imagine. I think my dad's going nuts right now. Between, he's out there living it up in Omaha and just having an awesome time. And I'm sure watching, getting updates about the Bucco game was firing him up too.
Yeah, we'll talk about Will in a couple minutes, but what, is Bones putting together like a plaque for this thing or something? You got to have this. This is what Bones does best, is make something special out of that ball.
Yeah, he said he was on it. So Bones the man. So I'm sure he'll take care of it.
Let me ask you though. We've talked a lot about young guys and growing this year, and you fall into that category and fighting through obstacles and things as you go through the ups and downs of the season. You'd had a couple of rough outings earlier this month, late last month, and yet there you go. You go out last night and do exactly what you're asked to do. How have you seen yourself, and not just yourself, but some of your teammates, start to work through the growing pains of being a young ball club this year?
Also, I think it's just being exposed to those situations, being in them, and then just having the right mindset and having the confidence to go out and just do it again, because, it's a long season and, you're going to get beat from time to time, but it's all about, just staying consistent and trying to limit those as much as you can.
David, I know that the game is all, the game flow and everything else, situations always change, but how much of an idea do you have when you go into a game that if such and such happens, that there's a good chance that you're going to pitch? How much, how aware of you on a game day that there's a good chance that you're going to get in there?
Honestly, the best part about my my spot is, you can throw every single day, so you have that opportunity to help the team at any given day. So that's kind of my favorite part. I come to the yard every day ready to roll and, get it going, run like the fourth or fifth inning and be ready to pitch whenever my name's called.
Brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Pittsburgh's leader in trenchless sewer repair. Okay, we have to ask this because it's the talk of baseball. What is the talk in the clubhouse amongst all the stuff with the crackdowns and with adhesives and things like that? What are you guys saying to each other in the clubhouse in terms of pitchers?
A huge discussion. It is what it is. It's definitely an interesting time that we're playing in, and that we, have to get checked coming off the mound and going into the game. But we got a bunch of dogs out there that just want to go out and compete.
Did you see Scherzer get shaken down? And what did you think about that? Did you see the highlights of Scherzer last night?
Honestly, just briefly in passing, I thought that was got a little interesting there for sure.
Interesting's one way to put it. Yeah. I mean, what is your concern as pitchers? I mean, you mentioned being checked as you walk off the mound, but last night it was introduced that third check, and it was a third check of Scherzer that sent him over the edge. was initiated by the opposing manager. I mean, that's something that managers have been allowed to do for years, and now all of a sudden Joe Girardi was the manager of the opposing team, in this case for the Phillies, decides, all right, he's already been checked twice, but I'm going to jump on him now here in the middle of the inning. What is that going to do for pitchers around the league if all of a sudden we're also giving power back to the managers now? Not really giving power back to them, but a lot, some of them may use this as an opportunity for some sort of competitive edge.
Yeah, like you said, I think it's just kind of just staying calm and, you know, realizing that it's the part of the game that we're in now, and just taking it as it is and just not having to distract you for what you have to do.
Now, obviously, you're not at the same level in terms of your career that Scherzer, and he's been around forever, and so he might yell at an opposing manager. But have you ever been in a situation at any level where stuff was coming out of the opposing dugout directed at you, where you actually, you know, you heard it to the point that you not confronted the guy, but actually yelled back?
No, I haven't really had anything quite like that. So,
David Bednar joining us here, Fan Morning Show. Okay, we got to talk about Willie B for a minute here. Now, we all watched the game in Omaha the other night. It was spectacular. He gave the horns down, which was everybody in Texas wants to just—they're looking for your brother. You do know this at this point, right?
He's most wanted.
He is the most wanted person in Texas for giving the horns down on national television. When did you know, if you were watching this game or when you saw it, if you saw it afterwards, when did you think he had it? Because he was coming off a not a really good one, kind of in the super regional. When did you think he had it, and did you think he had 15 strikeouts in him?
Man, I don't know if I thought he had 15 punch-outs, because that's just punching out absolutely the world. I knew going into it he was locked in and he was ready to rock. He was dialed in from like the minute he finished up his last start, for sure. But his stuff is that good that, you know, I think whenever he can go out there and compete and do that, he has an opportunity to do that.
Have you had a chance to watch each of his outings?
Yeah, I've been able to watch the past two or three. I think like I caught it like during RBP in Milwaukee, that super, and then we had the off day yesterday, so I was able to watch that his whole game. So, that was a good one to watch for sure.
How nervous do you get watching him? You know, like when you're pitching, I don't know if you get in a situation, a crucial situation, where you get a little bit nervous, the butterflies, but at least you control that. How nervous do you get watching him pitch when you have no control over what's going on?
Honestly, I know my dad gets pretty nervous. He doesn't really sit in the seat a whole lot, but as for me, I don't really get nervous at all. I know what his stuff can do, and I know whenever he's in the zone, I know good things are going to happen for him.
All right, everybody's listening right now in Western Pennsylvania who's into baseball. So this is your opportunity. He's still your little brother, right? Like, you clear the furniture in the basement, you do all that. There's no way he kicks your ass. Like, we're still there with this, right?
We'll always be there.
Okay.
Never, ever.
All right.
Don't worry about that.
All right. Fair enough. I just wanted to make sure we got that squared away. Like, there's no way.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. No matter what he becomes, no matter how good he is, right?
Does not matter one bit. Always.
Let me ask you, David, to bring it back in and away from you and Will beating the snot out of each other. When you're in the clubhouse and you guys go through a rough stretch, like the 10-game losing streak, who are the guys that are, nobody's standing up and giving any rah-rah speeches probably, but who are the veterans in there that are coming around and talking to guys and making sure everybody's heads are still in the right spot?
Like you said, no like big rah-rah speeches. I mean, but we were playing well through that stretch and, you know, just losing some tough ones. You know, like Stallings, kind of, you know, and just guys like that. Stallings, you know, just everybody is like still has like good attitude going around, good energy in the clubhouse, kind of collectively as a whole, because we knew we were still competing and we were just so close to getting over that hump. So, I mean, I think collectively as a group, we all just kind of go out there and compete every day.
David, you're about halfway through. It's going to be like your first full season in the majors. What's the number one thing, or maybe one or two things that you've learned about yourself as a major leaguer here over the first half?
Honestly, I think just trying to stay as consistent as possible and not get too high on the highs, or also not get too low on the lows. So having a short memory for sure, and then also, you know, taking care of the body and doing all the little stuff. A little bit of each day adds up.
David Bednar. David, we appreciate it. Congratulations on that win. It's a big deal, and we'll be watching it, and your brother, as well as the College World Series pushes through. Thanks for taking some time with us this morning.
Awesome. Thank you. Go Dogs.
All right. There he is.
Thanks,
go Dogs.
David. Congrats, man.
Yes.
Go Dogs, baby.
Yes. A lot of Mississippi State fans here in Western Pennsylvania. But great stuff from him, and real exciting time for his family, honestly.
It is. Can you imagine that? That's so cool.
Just the last few days alone. Yeah. I mean, Will punching out 15 and then David getting his first major league win. It's a very cool time
and
for their family.
And they're just such a baseball – I mean, everybody that plays baseball is a baseball family. But, like, they are to the hilt. They have a mound built on the side of their yard. The dad has coached forever, Mr. Bednar has. Like, everybody, and is willing to help anybody. And they're just such good people. So good on them. And it's just – you know, to think that – and, you know, Walker went through this when he played, but he was different. He was a first-round pick or whatever. To think Will Bednar plays Renegade when he comes out. This is the stadium that he went to. It is kind of – it's almost comical, funny. It's great. Because I was at the game the one Saturday when they played the Marlins, and I'm, like, walking around grabbing something to drink, and I hear, "Oh, Mom." I'm like, what is this? Because Najee Harris had thrown out the first pitch that day, and I was like, are they showing him again? And I look out, and Bednar's coming in. This is so Yinzer.
It's too good. Too good.
Anyway, fan headlines, we'll give those to you. Brought to you by Everything Checking from Dollar Bank. Open your account now at dollar.bank/300. Should we tell them? Elton John's coming.
Yes.
Elton John's coming to town. You got the details there?
I do. Let me pull it up here, because we got the official double secret probation email.
Elton John
morning.
Coming to town.
It's his farewell Yellow Brick Road final tour. You know how that goes, but this could be the last time that you see Elton John in America. It's 23 cities, I think, around North America, and that includes, yes, one at PNC Park.
Oh, wow.
Friday, September 16th, Elton John at PNC Park.
Wow, last Rocket Man played there is Roger Clemens, huh, Jim?
Yeah, I guess. It would have been him. can't remember how he did.
Yes.
I've seen Elton John, man. It was quite a few years ago.
Yeah, do you want to go see Elton John?
I would love to.
Okay. EltonJohn.com. That's where you go to buy tickets and get your VIP packages, Jim.
Wow. Well, you're a VIP, so you don't necessarily need to go there.
That's
but
my pirate press pass will get me in.
I doubt it. Are you going to go to Elton John?
I think we're going to be out of town.
Oh, wow. Well, that stinks. That's two concerts you're out of town for this year.
I know.
You're out of town for that. There's a country concert you were talking about.
It's Jason Aldean.
Jason Aldean, yeah.
Big week for concerts. We should come back home.
Now, I've seen Elton John in Vegas, and he was – you know why Elton John's good? It's because he doesn't screw around with, this is one that I was working on that I wrote 2 weeks. He plays the hits. You know, you go to see whatever song you want to see that you know from Elton John, you see it.
Right.
It's why Rod Stewart's good, too, in Vegas. It's like – let's go.
It's all hits.
Correct.
Let me clarify. I said Friday, September 16th, and a lot of people are probably looking at their calendars and go, it's 2022.
2022.
Is the tour.
Yes.
So not this September 16th,
Oh, we'll be
Jim.
In town.
There you go. Right. Yes, now all of a sudden Jim's got time.
Well, there. Uh-huh. I saw him at the Boston Garden.
That's
how long ago that was. 1974, I believe it was.
Oh,
wow. Jim. Look at Jim dating
Thanksgiving
himself.
Weekend.
You remember 1974?
There's a lot of memories flooding back about this now,
well,
Jim.
I was a designated driver for that one, so I was maintaining my faculties.
So you do remember it, yeah.
I know. Kiki D band was on the undercard.
Yeah, sure.
It was a great show.
Yeah. It was? Good stuff? Where did you have to drive to? How far?
Boston Garden. It was like a couple hours from Keene.
Oh, it was all the way from Keene you came? Okay. Good stuff. How many people did you load up in that car?
Oh, probably five or six.
It's like
guys,
dazed and confused.
I don't
everybody
know how we got
heading
tickets.
Out to get their Aerosmith tickets.
You got them?
Pretty much.
Well, EltonJohn.com, you got tickets. That's what we did back in 74.
Back
in check them all out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.